بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عمرو الجرير بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا في سفر النهار عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فجاءه قوم حراة مجتبى الإمار رضي الله عنه. We are still in this chapter of a person who starts a good practice in Islam within the limits of Islam, within the limits of Quran and Hadith, what the great rewards are for that. And a person who starts a bad practice in Islam, a new practice which has got no basis in Quran and Hadith, and how evil that is. The first Allah Ta'ala explained the ayat of the Quran Sharif, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا, that as parents and we guide our children to righteousness, what the great rewards for that are. And if we neglect our children and our family and we don't bring them on the path of deen, then we are the cause of that, all that gunas are upon us also. And Allah Ta'ala has made leaders in the ummah, wherever they are, the parents, or it is the teacher who starts in the madrasa, the principals or the imam, whoever Allah has put in leadership position, and they guide the people to righteousness, work, make manners, they get all that reward. And if they neglect their duties and don't call them towards Allah and towards practicing on Islam, all that guna is upon them. The next is this hadith, which is a little bit of a lengthy hadith, and it is narrated by Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He accepted Islam 40 days before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left his world. He was extremely handsome. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that he was the Yusuf of this ummah. He was very tall, reaching the height of the hump of a camel. He led his people in the days of ignorance as well as in the era of Islam. He was instrumental in many of the wars in Iraq and passed away in 51 Hijri. 100 hadith are narrated from him. In this hadith, Abdullah ibn Jarir, Amr ibn Jarir, Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, we were sitting by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at about noon. It was bright day like when we were sitting by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When suddenly a people came, and these people were naked, and their clothes were also very scanty. In other words, clear signs of poverty were noticed on this people. Muqallidi is to youth, and they had their swords hanging from them. Ammatuhum min mudar, wal kulluhum min mudar. They were from the tribe, from the place of Mudar. Most of them, or in fact all of them, had come from Mudar. فَتَمَأَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَمَّا رَعَى مَا بِهِمْ مِنَ الْفَاقَ. Then the color of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face changed when he saw the amount of poverty that is on them. Forget food and other things, even their clothes are not proper. They haven't got clothes, money to have proper clothes also. فَدَخَلَ ثُمَّ خَرَجَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered his home and then came out again. فَأَمَرَ بِلَالًا فَأَذْنَا وَأَقَامَ. Then he commanded Bilal alayhi salatu wasalam to give the azan. And then the azan was given and iqamat was also given. فَصَلَّى ثُمَّ خَطَبَ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the namaz and then he gave a bayan. And in the bayan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. O people, fear Allah, your creator, your sustainer. He is the one who had created all of you from one soul, that is from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah made all of us, so we are all family. So as in a family, if any person in the family has any difficulties, the rest of the family comes to his aid, sees to him, helps him. So the entire creation, al-khalqu iyalullah, the entire creation is the family of Allah, not a biological family, but that we are all interwoven and we are all connected with one another. So if any person of any person anywhere in the world is in difficulty, we should try and help out that person. إِنَّمَا كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. And at the end of that ayat, it is said that Allah is ever watchful over you. So in other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam exhorted, encouraged that we should spend on these people who are so poor. We read in front the next part of the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam exhorted the people and how the people started giving charity and helping out these people. The lesson that we learn from here is that we also should see any person, whether it's in the family, out of the family. In fact, even if he's not a Muslim, but he's in great straits, difficulties, hardships, especially financial, etc., whatever we can help, we should help such people. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.